Imagine transforming any behavior without force, threats, or punishment. This isn't fantasy. It's the science of positive reinforcement, a powerful approach that works across species with remarkable consistency. A reinforcer is anything that, when paired with an action, makes that action more likely to happen again. The key insight? Reinforcers vary dramatically by individual and context. Consider the Wall Street lawyer who revolutionized his squash game simply by praising good shots instead of cursing mistakes. Within weeks, he defeated previously unbeatable opponents. Or how SeaWorld trainers use varied rewards, fish, stroking, toys, attention, to keep training engaging for both animals and humans. Timing is everything in reinforcement. The closer the reinforcer follows the behavior, the more effective it becomes. This explains why clicker training works so well. The click precisely marks the exact moment of desired behavior, even if the actual reward comes seconds later. For humans, verbal markers like good serve the same purpose. The ideal reinforcer should be as small as possible while still being effective. This allows for more repetitions before satiation occurs. When a zookeeper gave entire carrots to reward a panda, training progressed slowly because she managed only 3 reinforcements in 15 minutes. Generally, one small mouthful works perfectly. A grain for chickens, a quarter-inch meat cube for cats, or even raisins for polar bears. Shaping builds complex behaviors by reinforcing tendencies in the right direction while gradually shifting criteria toward an ultimate goal. This successive approximation works because behavior naturally varies. For any desired behavior, establish intermediate goals and find existing behaviors as starting points, like reinforcing a chicken's movements that resemble dancing. We use shaping daily in parenting and learning physical skills like tennis or typing. Success comes from persistence rather than expertise, though good techniques maximize practice efficiency. When shaping behavior, raise criteria gradually within the subject's current achievement range. If your horse sometimes clears 2-foot jumps easily, raise some jumps to 2.5 feet, not all to 3 feet. Pushing too far too fast risks performance breakdown. Focus on one criterion at a time. When training a dolphin to splash, don't alternate between reinforcing for size and direction, as one reinforcement cannot convey 2 pieces of information. Shaping principles require practice to apply effectively. It's a nonverbal skill, an interactive behavioral flow like dancing that must be experienced firsthand. The training game develops these skills while being entertaining. One person leaves the room while others choose a simple behavior for them to perform. When they return, the group reinforces progress using only clicks or claps, no words allowed. The subject must discover what behavior earns reinforcement. What's fascinating is how we overlook nonverbal learning. This experience is valuable for professionals who instruct others, teachers, therapists, and supervisors. Once you've been the animal, you understand what it's like to perform behaviors without knowing what you should be doing. Professional trainers use techniques like targeting to accelerate shaping. With sea lions, trainers shape the animal to touch its nose to a specific object, then move the target to elicit behaviors like climbing stairs or jumping. Stimuli are anything causing behavioral responses, some unconditioned, natural flinches at loud noises, others learned through experience, responses to traffic lights. Traditional trainers begin with the cue, sit, before the behavior exists, then physically manipulate the subject. Through repetition, the dog learns to sit to avoid manipulation, making commands function as negative reinforcers. Modern training instead shapes the behavior first, then adds the cue as a green light, signaling reinforcement opportunity. Once reliable, the cue becomes a positive reinforcer, guaranteeing rewards. Complete stimulus control requires 4 conditions. 1. The behavior occurs immediately when cued. 2. The behavior never occurs during training without the cue. 3. The behavior never occurs in response to different cues. 4. No other behaviors occur in response to this cue. A discriminatory stimulus can be anything perceivable: words, flags, lights, touch, or gestures. Blind dolphins learn through touch signals, while sheepdogs respond to hand signals or whistles. When you've mastered establishing behaviors, the next challenge is eliminating unwanted ones. From fighting kids to barking dogs or messy roommates, there are 8 methods. 1, shoot the animal, permanently effective but extreme. 2, punishment, popular despite rarely working effectively. 3, negative reinforcement, removing something unpleasant when desired behavior occurs. 4, extinction, allowing the behavior to disappear naturally. 5, training an incompatible behavior, especially useful for athletes and pet owners. 6, putting the behavior on cue, then never giving the cue. 7, shaping the absence, reinforcing anything that isn't the unwanted behavior. 8, changing the motivation, the most fundamental approach. Method 1 always works. That behavioral problem won't recur with that subject. Capital punishment, firing employees, and divorces are all Method 1 solutions. While effective, it teaches nothing. Punishment is humanity's favorite method, despite its ineffectiveness. When it fails, we typically escalate severity rather than trying alternatives. It rarely works because it occurs after the behavior, often with delay, so subjects may not connect punishment with their actions. Even prompt punishment merely stops ongoing behavior without teaching alternatives. One elegant approach is training behaviors physically incompatible with unwanted ones. For example, teaching dogs to lie down in doorways during meals prevents begging at the table. They can't be in two places simultaneously. This method solved a serious problem at Sea Life Park involving spinner dolphins, a large female bottlenose named Apo, and a Hawaiian swimmer. When Apo began harassing the swimmer dangerously, we trained an incompatible behavior rather than removing our star performer. We installed an underwater lever at the pool's edge that Apo could press for fish rewards, positioning it strategically during the swimmer's performances. This made it impossible for Apo to simultaneously harass the swimmer and press her lever. This approach works for emotional states too. Activities like dancing, singing, or running are completely incompatible with self-pity. You simply cannot engage in them while wallowing in misery. The laws of learning apply to all creatures, including humans. After seeing results with pets, people naturally extend these techniques to human interactions. Seminar participants often realize, "I stopped jerking my dogs around, and then I realized what I was still doing to my kids." Teachers, therapists, and parents now use these principles effectively. Even 7-year-old Wiley grasped them, calming his screaming baby brother with smiles and lollipop licks during quiet moments. Speech pathologist Sharon Ames transformed her twins' 3-hour bedtime struggle into a 20-minute routine in just 3 days, using pennies as reinforcers, gradually reducing rewards as behaviors became established. Positive reinforcement provides information about what works, giving people control over their environment. This creates a cycle where reinforcement breeds affection. In human relationships, good reinforcement strengthens bonds, builds confidence, and teaches children to become skilled reinforcers themselves. The behaviors you reinforce shape not just relationships, but your entire world.